Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. And Kim, you've been on the road quite a bit this week, visiting with producers and checking out crops. Let's start with crop conditions. What are you hearing and what are you seeing?
Well, I think the most optimistic is in southern Oklahoma. It's kind of ironic down around Frederick, Altus, that area. That's the, as far as the drought monitor goes, is the extreme and severe drought, but they probably got the best wheat in the state. I think as you progress up to Clinton, Altus is probably, maybe 80 or 90% of their average. Of course, after the last few years of drought, their average is kind of low. You get up around Clinton in that area, it's off a little bit from that, but still relatively good. But you get up in northern Oklahoma, or say Tonkawa, Pond Creek, that area, Pond Creek harvested 18% of a crop last year. They say they're probably going to get about 40%, maybe 50% this year. Tonkawa, they said the moisture was too late for their wheat. You go over to the Alva area, they're saying about 75% of an average crop, as long as the weather stays cool and damp. They say the soil moisture is 6, 8 inches, maybe a little further in some other areas, but you get hot, dry winds, it's going to suck that moisture out of there. And what we need is big, plump berries, because they say the heads are small. But if we get hot, dry weather just before harvest and we don't fill those berries, then this harvest is going to go down. The other thing they said was the upside potential is taken. All we can do from this point is maintain what we got or lose it.
Okay, and then in terms of prices, what have you been observing the past week or so?
Well, you look at that KC July contract, you know, it came down and hit 510. Luckily, that appears to be a floor. It pounded on it for 5 or 6 days. We've gained about 15 or 20 cents. I think it's building a floor, and it's watching what's going on in the market.
And what do you think is driving prices then?
Well, weather, one, we were just talking about that. Two, the funds, I think the good news is the funds are net short for wheat. They could go more short and drive it down a little further, but at some time they've got to come out, and when they do, I think that'll bring prices up. So we're watching the weather, the funds, and of course the value of the dollar. That high value of that dollar relative to other currencies, that is really having a negative impact on our prices.
Any word this week on corn and soybeans too?
The market is for the bean prices and corn prices, and maybe a little bit for wheat, watching how that corn and beans are going in the ground. The weather so far is relatively good for that, but the market, it is also watching that, but not much impact on hard red winter wheat prices.
And this time of year, we're keeping an eye on harvest, of course. Your thoughts on harvest price for wheat?
Well, right now I'm calling for $5.25. That'll be, an Oklahoma average, and you plus or minus, say, 15 or 20 around that, depending on location. I was talking to people over at Enid, and they say, well, we're within 14 or 15 cents of that right now. But I think I'm going to stick with that 5.25. I could go up to 5.50, especially if we have hot, dry weather. But I think about 5.25 on June the 20th.
Okay, we will check back with you many times between now and then. Kim, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.